You're listening to Civic Media. You can tune into any of our live shows on any radio station across the state with the Civic Media app. Find us in your phone's app store and listen anytime, anywhere.
Good morning, Madison. You're listening to 92.7 WMDX. It's time for the John and Gordy Morning Show.
Can you turn the coffee machine on for me?
Oh, my God.
John Gordy Radio Show. On WMDX.
Okay. Take another sip of wine and you're okay. Drink early in the morning.
Why
that's what
not?
We say here.
Why not? Okay.
Right.
Good morning. It's John and Gordy.
Beautiful day. And,
Don Lee. Yes.
Nice sunny out there.
Clear skies, and it's going to be beautiful all day long. Highs near 78, right now 57 degrees. Mm-hmm. And in just a moment, we're going to talk to Savannah Tomei Olson. But first, let me tell you what the key word is for this morning. That's right. It's time to go for the green and gold. It's our Text to Win multi-state contest. Your chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash, plus every single entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for a pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game. That's coming up in November. And all you need to do is download the Civic Media app. If you haven't already done that, you can download that and then go to WMDX, use the text button, and use the keyword to get into this contest. The keyword this hour is prize, P-R-I-Z-E, prize. Okay, you have until 8 a.m. to get that into us. And when you text in, you'll get a reply, a text response. And when you click the link in that text response, that'll give you the opportunity to subscribe to our newsletter or maybe check out a Facebook page or podcast or go to our brand new Civic Media Today newsletter. And every chance you get to do that, you also get more chances to win. It gives you more entries into the contest. Isn't that the way it works, Dom? He's shaking his head.
That's exactly that's the way it works. You know it. You got it.
All right. So again, the keyword this hour is prize, P-R-I-Z-E. There'll be other keywords throughout the day, more chances for you to win during the 9 a.m. hour, 11 a.m., 1 p.m., 3 p.m., 5 p.m., and 7 p.m. Good luck to you. You can get all the rules at civicmedia.us/contest.
Yes, it's a six-volume set. If you want to get those rules, six volumes.
You can go through them over and over again. You can look through them, decipher everything about the contest, how it works, Okay. Over to you, Peterson. Savannah Tomei Olson's with us.
Yes. Web Wisdom's coming up in just a moment. But first, Savannah, what do you got for us today?
Good morning, Savannah.
Good morning. Well, we talked about it last week, but today is the day where all the residents have to leave Dairy Drive so the city can start demolishing things there. There was that really emotional hearing last week when they kind of had that Hail Mary to try to save it or at least extend it until the springtime. And I just listened to that again yesterday. And it just kind of puts a pit in your stomach.
It really does.
There was one person who came up and said, I'm sure lots of you voting on this or listening or going home to your warm beds and a kitchen, and it's just rough to try to watch people figure out where they're going to go from here. The team at Madison Street Medicine is in charge of all that, though. And, you know, they have so much trust with the people who live there on Dairy Drive.
Yeah.
The next step is finding where everybody can go.
Well, the question I had is, this was temporary, right? I mean, temporary quarters for these individuals. Was there high turnover or did they find a home there and they were kind of planted there for a long period of time? I mean, it sounded like the woman that you interviewed, and that every time I hear it, in my eyes well up listening to that. She's doing it for her son.
Yeah.
Is it something that, you know, they can stay there a long period of time for? Or, I mean, if this had gone on, could they have stayed there?
Yeah, there. I listened to one man named Kenneth Shapiro who had been there since 2021, long after it opened.
Yeah.
And he talked a lot about how they were building relationships among each other there and trying to ensure that it was a safe community for everybody. Because then there started to be more people who were camping nearby Dairy Drive because they had community with the people who lived in the tiny home shelters there. Mm-hmm. Sure. So they really started to build something together. And there were people who even suggested, like, you know, can we plant some sort of community garden? And then that way we can contribute to food banks in the area. And, you know, they really wanted to find some sort of solution. Yeah. But the city has lots of other priorities, and that includes the shelter at Bartolon Drive that they'll be opening in the springtime.
Mm-hmm. So just keep moving them all over the place.
It's,
I guess,
just I can't wrap my head around this. So this all failed by one vote, and then there was a charity that stepped up that was willing to donate some money to at least extend it for a few more months till these folks could find other
make
places
other
to,
plans
yeah. to live. I don't understand this. It just boggles the
That's
mind.
That's right. I mean, they find out that they're not going to be staying there, and yeah. all of a sudden they're just supposed to have plans. These are homeless people.
Right.
They don't quite have a lot of plans.
Yeah.
Well, that was something that Brenda Conkle, who's the executive director of Madison Street Medicine, talked about a lot. She talked about they don't know what day it is.
Right.
Because they're busy thinking about how they're going to get their next meal and where they're going to sleep. That's it. And so the idea of trying to figure out what to do next is really in the hands of the people at Madison Street Medicine, who kind of have to lead that charge for them.
So what's going on at Dairy Drive that, you know, they have to move this out? What's happening there?
On Dairy Drive?
Yeah. Is there anything going in there?
Is there some reason we have to get rid of them? You move these homeless people away.
It's because all the federal funding ended, and so it costs about $1 million a year to run.
Okay.
And so the all the federal funding that all came from pandemic money from ARPA funds, and all that money ran out. So the idea was, and the structures also were not built to be permanent. So a lot of them started having some issues there too. But they're also really switching their focus to the Bartolon Drive shelter now that is getting closer to being up and running.
Okay. All right.
Anything else in the news quickly you want to touch on, Savannah?
That's about it.
Okay that's plenty.
That's more than enough.
That's more than enough. That's right.
Yeah. All right. Well, thanks for that report and bringing that to everybody's attention.
Yes, we Very appreciate important. It. Yeah.
All right.
Thanks, Savannah. Talk to you next week. That's Savannah Tomei Olson from WMDX News.
Incredible story. Yeah. Just incredible. You'd think the state would just step in.
Yeah.
This is what they're supposed to do.
I don't get it at all.
Yeah. But they always blame spending. Well, we're not going to spend money. We can't spend money. You know, that's the government. You know, I would just like to draw the line in the sand as the public. I don't know how we would do that. But we'll take away your health care until you give us health care. We're paying for your health care,
right?
But you're keeping health care away from us or making it more expensive. We want to take it away from you until you give us the same thing you have. Seriously. Why don't we have that kind of power?
I don't get it at all.
We're helpless to our own politicians, the people that represent us. I read that
it's going to cost like $280,000 to tear down Dairy.
That's right. So
maybe that could have gone toward repairing them and, you know, extending it. But, well, I guess it's got to go.
Got to go.
All right.
All right. Let's go on to the next web wisdom. All right. This is interesting. You heard about the $100,000 H-1B visa price tag, right? Well, there might be some downsides to that as well, and this is cut 189. Let's listen to Anton Martel, a web wisdom.
So Trump over the weekend implemented a $100,000 H-1B visa fee, which typically there was no fee for going through this H-1B visa application. And the reason why Jeff Bezos is pissed is because they employ more than 14,000 H-1B visa holders, way more than Microsoft, Meta, and Google, which all had around 4,000 employees with an H-1B visa. Bezos and other CEOs in America are also pissed because this means the talent pool may not come to America anymore. We might have the best developers, the best employees in the world that are amazing at their craft go to other countries. And other countries are taking advantage of this and they're doing marketing campaigns saying, come work in X country. Instead of going to America, come work in our country and you don't have to pay this super hefty fee. What do you think about this? Do you think this is going to be good for the country or bad for the country?
Well, I'm guessing probably bad, given those reasons. But again, a web wisdom. A lot of good stuff out there. You know, people are putting good thoughts out. Let's go to the phone lines right now. We've got Dick on the line. Dick, what do you got for us this morning?
Good morning, Dick.
Good morning. Off subject. Comey, what I said yesterday, I'll stand behind. If anybody should have an axe to grind with him, it would be Hillary Clinton for, you know, kind of dropping that bomb 10, 12 days before the election. But what do you guys think of this situation? I think we've crossed into Crazyville totally.
You know, I was there a long time ago. I was thinking about it too, because now, you know, Comey was the big villain, you know, took down Hillary Clinton essentially, and now we're sitting here thinking he's going to be the big hero defending himself against something that is just cooked up by the Trump administration. Amazing stuff. Just a reversal of everything we ever thought could happen in this life.
Yeah.
Right?
Well, and his description of Comey was more of himself.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Yeah, and I don't know how the grand jury decided, you know, to continue this thing. It just doesn't seem to make any sense to me at all.
That one's total beyond me.
Yeah.
I mean, this whole last 9 months is, but this is so out of bounds. It's, I don't know.
I know.
Have a good weekend.
Yeah. All right, Dick, thank you.
It doesn't make any sense at all, does it? Anyway, hey, I got something here. I think this is something we can get in. What kind of effect are the tariffs having on Wisconsin's ag business? Let's go to Cut 202. By the way, Pam Yonke is included in this clip, so let's listen to it.
Okay.
What we're looking for is more predictability and transparency so that we know, because the changes that keep happening, it impacts pricing and planning, and no one really likes that.
My hope and dream is that the Supreme Court supports the International Trade Court in striking down those tariffs that are imposed under the International Economic Emergencies Act. And that doesn't mean that all the tariffs go away. Section 232 and 301 tariffs, they're still there. Those are not struck down if the Supreme Court supports the appellate court. But that would at least take away a lot of uncertainty. And I think uncertainty is a lot of what's slowing down the economy on top of the higher input costs. There'll still be uncertainty because, you know, there's still policies that kept on being thrown at us, you know, immigration, other trade policies, foreign direct investment snafus like, you know, raiding a Hyundai plant. So even with getting rid of those tariffs, we'd still be in, I think, a bad shape.
Some of the damage has already been done. You can retract the tariffs, put a sunshine face on everything. The damage has been done. And, you know, I started at the outset with soybeans in China. Well, everything can change overnight with the sign of a pen. That doesn't mean it's going to change.
That's right.
The damage has been done in many regards as far as the agricultural commodities.
I'm going to dream that the three branches of government all start to do their job the way they were intended to do them, so that we don't have people constantly crossing the lines on what the original founders intended. And that will end up with better policies, better ideas, and more stability overall. And the second thing I'm dreaming about, and I think is coming about, is that people realize just the critical importance of manufacturing to the base of the economy, so
that's
that
right.
We can innovate, so that we can make things, and so that we can build prosperity for everybody in the economy.
And administration, by the way, is trying to come up with some money for farmers to keep them in business.
19 past, we're coming back with more of John and Gordy for a Friday morning after this.
You're listening to Civic Media. Stay up to date on the latest news and information for your local community and Wisconsin by signing up for our free email newsletter. Visit civicmedia.us/email to get started.
John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX 92.7. We've got more coming up here. In fact, we've got Stephen Miller, the executive order to clean out the left. Mm-hmm. Take them out of this country.
That's right.
Yeah, we'll have that in a moment.
23 past the hour. Brittany is off today. Weather-wise, no problems here. High near 78 today. Lots of sunshine. Right now, 58 degrees. And I want to remind you the key word this hour for the Go for the Green and Gold contest is prize, P-R-I-Z-E. That gets you in for a chance to win a piece of gold jewelry and $200 cash. Plus, every entry puts you into the grand prize drawing for that pair of indoor club-level tickets to the Green Bay versus Minnesota game coming up in November. And when you enter the contest, you'll get a text back. Be sure to click on that if you want to subscribe to a newsletter or podcast or under Civic Media Today, and that gets you more chances to win. So check it out. Again, the key word this hour is prize. Okay.
And if you want to get the John and Gordy rules book, we have four volumes of it, and we could send them out to you you're interested.
Or just go to civicmedia.us/contest.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. We have CJ, who's finally come up with something to say about schools, I believe. Is that correct, CJ, or...
Good morning. Yeah, well, all we need is the test scores, don't we?
No.
That we're failing.
Well, yeah, I guess
kids.
So. Oklahoma is the last in the nation, so I guess you're right.
Well,
if we look at conservative politics in schools, in education, last place. Okay, CJ. All right.
Well,
tell me what you wanted to talk about today.
Before I get to, pardon me?
No, go ahead. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I wanted to respond to the James Comey thing.
Yes.
The truth cometh.
Yes.
This is a beautiful thing because we're going to find out the truth finally.
Mm.
But, I do want to say I was listening earlier to the so-called gotcha moment from one of your previous callers.
Yes.
How many genders are there?
You know,
genders,
I am no.
Guys?
You know, I can't. I yeah. I'm going to say
well,
this, CJ. No, I no. I'm. I am.
Hang on, CJ.
I'm going to say. On. I'm just going to say this about this gender question that you guys always drop on lefties. Stop it. It's really not a smart question.
Well,
it really makes you look dumb. No, it really does. It makes you look really dumb if you ask a question.
Yeah,
How many genders are there? I mean, really seriously, stop it. Just stop it.
Well,
okay? Because it doesn't answer any questions at all. That's what I'm saying.
No, that's a good question, isn't it?
No, it isn't actually a good question. No, because there's nuances to it. I'm sorry. There are nuances.
Well, as far as James Comey goes,
yes.
He lied to the FISA court.
That'll be determined.
Three times.
Mm.
That's very important. He knew that it was a lie. He lied under oath. He passed on information. He was the leaker that authorized it.
Okay.
You know, so the truth cometh. There's going to be a lot of them, and this is a great thing because our history books are going to tell the truth about
you mean
Hillary
your new
Clinton
the
did,
new Trump
President
version
Obama
of history?
Yes. They all knew it.
But here's the thing, CJ, you are going to be preoccupied with something from long ago while the country is just burning in front of you.
I'd love to know the truth.
I got to keep
want to know the truth that he lied.
Okay.
You know, you talk about
I got that
the election we had President Obama and Hillary Clinton involved in lying to the American people for 2.5 years.
All right.
And James Comey's going to be the first.
We'll have further.
We'll
have further discussions on that. CJ,
your party doesn't.
I want to move on to Stephen Miller because Stephen Miller, his comment is so outrageous and so ridiculous, and they're going after the left terrorist organizations. Let's just play the cut. This is Stephen Miller handing an executive order for Trump to sign in order to go after these left-wing organizations.
This is the first time in American history that there is an all-of-government effort to dismantle left-wing terrorism, to dismantle Antifa, to dismantle the organizations that have been carrying out these acts of political violence and terrorism. What we have seen, if you look at whether it be going back to the riots, that started with Black Lives Matter and all the way through to the Antifa riots, the attacks on ICE officers, the doxing campaigns, and now the political assassinations, These are not lone, isolated events. This is part of an organized campaign of radical left terrorism. It is structured, it is sophisticated, it is well-funded, it is well-planned. There is really no parallel like this anything to anything else in the country right now. There is an entire system of feeder organizations that provide money, resources, weapons, and when they're attacking ICE officers, they're attacking federal buildings, or they're isolating public officials for harassment, doxing, intimidation, and ultimately attempted assassination, it is all carefully planned, executed, and thought through. It is terrorism on our soil. Because of this executive order, Cash and Pam are going to have the tools they need, working with Scott, to take these organizations apart piece by piece. And the central hub of that effort is going to be the Joint Terrorism Task Force, or JTTF, which sits inside the Federal Bureau of Investigation. But for those at home who are worried about terrorism in this country, yes, to understand, because of President Trump's strength, because of his vision, because of his leadership, we are now going to use the entire force of the federal government to uproot these organizations root and branch. And again, that's only possible because of President Trump and his leadership.
Now, are you wondering, okay, what organization? This is the first anyone has ever heard of some kind of left-wing organization doing such things. This is insanity. What they have created, the Trump White House has created, is the ultimate supervillain that Democrats may never be able to shake off. Because they've got 3.5 years to beat this drum.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I know.
We'll leave the politics to the side here.
Isn't it something else?
I know. It leaves me speechless.
Stephen Miller.
Stephen Miller. Oh, man. He's a real piece of work. Okay, 29 past the hour. We're going to set some politics aside and make room for a Max Inc. preview with Rocker right around the corner on WMDX.
Yes.
John and Gordy in the morning, WMDX. Weather today, no problem. Highs in the upper 70s. Beautiful weekend ahead of us. And that weekend includes the Max Inc. preview every Saturday night right here. Good morning, Rocker.
What's happening, guys?
Oh, let's turn your mic up here.
Oh, what's happening, guys?
There we go. Man. Sorry, that was my bad.
I seem a little overdriven there.
Oh, let me back it off a little bit. Okay.
Hello, testing.
What's happening? Uh-oh.
It's a little distorted. Oh,
what's wrong with that mic?
What's going on with this mic?
We got another mic over there. Sure. Can we do that? All right. Rocker is now going to move to the other side.
He's moving the other side of the stage.
No, should we bring that over there? Oh, we can't.
Right? I don't know. Let's see. Let's try, while you're doing that, let me just say that you could win your dinner from WMDX and Sugar River Pizza. Yes. How about winning a $50 gift card? Yes, you will have a chance to win a $50 gift card from Sugar River Pizza. It's all because Sugar River Pizza won Best of Madison, Best Pizza in Madison. And, of course, we were nominated and the Best of Madison contest.
We lost.
We did not win.
We tried to ride Sugar River's
coattails,
and it didn't work for us. So. Yeah. Okay. But they won. They took it all.
They
have great food out there.
So it's easy to enter. Just go to WMDXradio.com and go to the page that says Win Your Dinner from WMDX and Sugar River Pizza. Yeah. Just click on that banner, get in. We throw out the entries at the end of the week, so you have weekly chances to win. So enter each and every week.
It's not just pizza, okay. It's entrees. I mean, they've got a lot.
They've got a ton of stuff.
An amazing amount of tap beers there.
Yes.
Right?
Okay. Let's try out your mic now, Rocker. Oh, can you hear? Oh, man. This is.
Am I there?
You're
I
there.
There he is. He's good now.
Does that sound better?
I can't even hear it.
What's wrong?
Oh, man. Boy.
That's not working. That's not working at all. I mean, I think it's
the Tascam, actually.
It might be the Tascam because we have everything plugged in.
Okay.
Do we not have other plugins besides the Tascam in this studio?
What about just the regular plugin for that mic?
For
mic number 3 over there. This one.
We could, that could work. Yes, but I think it's plugged into the wall. We can try it if you want to, yeah.
Oh, good Lord.
What if I just go in the control room?
Hey, that's an idea. Why don't you use Dom's mic?
Oh, you want to use it?
There we go.
Okay, there you go.
Sorry about that.
We're
man.
Losing a lot of time here to play local wow, music, statewide music.
There we go.
There it is.
All right, guys. All right. Holy cow. Microphone,
I don't know what's happening there.
Microphone problems. We love them. Hey, Max Inc. Radio, Saturday night, 6 to 9 p.m.
There you go.
You can find us on Spotify, Apple Music, or civicmedia.us/Max Inc. Radio. You know what? We have over 425 interviews and performances you can choose from. It's amazing.
Yes.
Go to Spotify, just search Max Inc. Radio or Apple Music. This week we have Terry Talbot. He's the owner of a local photography studio over on Atwood Avenue. He's been in the music scene since the early 70s shooting photos. He's going to have some great stories. The Central, their new kind of grindcore band with Frank Farrillo. We'll be talking to him and live from the Mad City with Shikari Desire. It's going to be some really awesome singing. She's a great vocalist. And let's get through what's going on for some things.
Okay.
We'll talk about, tonight going on Bree Stevens Field, the Bodega 2025. That's over on East Washington Avenue. The Bodega series is returning to Madison 9th year. It's a nighttime local artisan market. So make sure you go there tonight. There's so much happening in Madison. It's amazing. But let's get into some music. Tonight, the Electric Spanking, September 26th, 6 to 9 p.m. They're at the Up North Bar. They're, of course, the spinoff of Groovyless Glove and Baghdad Scuba Review. Totally fun jam band. Let's check it out. This is Whether or Not, the Electric Spanking.
What a catchy hook right there.
Yeah.
Wow.
Aren't they fun?
Yeah.
The Electric Spanking tonight. That's at the Up North Bar over on the east side. And tonight and tomorrow night, there's a couple of things going on. September 25th and 26th over at the Memorial Union. Celebrate the German tradition of Oktoberfest. Specialty beers, dishes, entertainment. The two-day event features schnitzel, curly wurst, spätzle, pretzels, polka lessons in live music, Stein decorating, crafts and competitions. Wow. It's going to be a crazy weekend there because one of the bands that they're having on Friday and Saturday is going to be the Madison Tuba Band.
Oh,
they'll be playing the Memorial Union Terrace Friday, September 26th and Saturday, the 27th. Both days they're playing from 3 to 6 p.m. So have a beer and cheer and Oktoberfest.
Yeah. Oktoberfest. That sounds great.
And, you guys, if you want to hang out with me tonight, I am going to the Memorial Union for Oktoberfest. And tonight is Horace Green. And Horace Green, they're from Oshkosh, Wisconsin, the Water City. With the name Horace Green, they chose it because it sounded like an old man's name that the band could imbue with meaning. But it's kind of like Jethro Tull, right? There is no actual Horace Green.
Right.
Friday, September 26th, 7 to 10 p.m. That is tonight. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to go hang out with them. And then guess what? They're here, right here in the studio, the Whole Fool Band, October 4th, Max Inc. Radio, live from the Mad City, 8 to 9 p.m. They're going to do this kind of stripped down acoustic slinky version. But right now, let's check out their brand new song. This is Horace Green. This goes out to my wife because it's her favorite band. This is Cream.
And grabbing hold, move your body with your soul. How we dreaming over toes as we move across the floor. Ooh, tell me, does it move ya? Pick you up and get you moving. Is that your mind?
What a stuff. Guitar hook. Oh, yeah. Man.
Really good.
They are awesome, aren't yeah. they? Oh, they're so fun. You know, I brought them to Atwood Fest about 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden they put out this new album. We started really playing a lot on Max Inc. Radio. It's been getting a great response, and they're just a great band. Tonight at the Memorial Union, we're going to be hanging out at the Terrace. So come on down.
Should be a good evening for that. Yeah. Wow. Perfect weather. Yeah.
It is going to be perfect. Tonight, there's more stuff going on. There's so much in Madison. Trapper Shep with Bear in the Woods at the Burr Oak. That's tonight. Milwaukee singer-songwriter. He's got 5 albums. The song that we're going to hear, it's called Mr. President, Have Pity on the Working Man. This song was written as a plea to Richard Nixon, actually, to alleviate poverty during the 1970s recession, but it has renewed relevance during the pandemic and Trump's presidency. It was written in 2020, right before the election. Let's check this out. Trapper Shep from Milwaukee. Yeah. This is Mr. President, Have Pity on the Working Man.
That's something we're going to have to play in the program often.
Yeah, let's keep that one handy.
For one of our segments.
I'll get you the whole song because there's a lot of good pieces to it.
There is really good message in all of it. By the way, there's another song, Dear Mr. President, and that was done by Pink. So if you have a chance to check out that out on the internet.
That's right, yeah.
It's a fantastic song. It was directed toward George W. Bush.
Yeah.
Yeah, back then. Yeah,
right.
Oh, those were the days, weren't they? That was when there was great humor, right, with the president.
Right.
You could really have some good humor.
Yeah.
Bear in the Forest. Okay, we just talked about Trapper Shep. He's going to Bear in the Woods. No, Bear in the Forest.
Yeah.
I got it right. I got a typo here. Let me get through it. Let me get through it, okay? Bear in the Forest is the musical soulcraft of a man simply known as Bear, a wandering troubadour whose songs shimmer with mysticism and memory. He was born in New Orleans, raised amongst the lake and seasons of Milwaukee, and now he's rooted in Madison, right here. He weaves his story through melodic lyric and atmosphere. He's a classically trained violinist and a choir-honed vocalist, self-taught guitarist. This guy is incredible. This was when he was on Live from the Mad City on Max Inc. Radio back in July. Go to Spotify to listen to his and 425 other interviews. Search Max Inc. Radio. Find our podcast. Here it is, Bear in the Forest, live from the Mad City. This is Quimbera.
place we're going, love. So we speak up to it. She said it's not where you are. It's where we're going, love. So you speak up to it.
Great song. Sounded good.
It's incredible. They were in here with a cello, a guitar, a little bit of percussion. I mean,
I can
a
hear
great, really good band.
I can hear Brenton Wood singing that song.
Yeah.
So, kind of reminded me of that. What is Quilombera? What is that? Do you know what that means? Or?
It's definitely in a different language, yeah. John, that right. I don't speak currently.
Okay. All right. Just curious.
That's We're all. Coming back with more of the Max Sync Preview with Rocker, along with John and Gordy. Coming back after this. Stay with us.
You're listening to Civic Media. Find the latest news, information, and archives of all your favorite shows on the Civic Media website, civicmedia.us.
WMDX 92.7 WMDX 92.7. What is this music?
That's Rocker's
music. It's Rocker's music.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
Porky's Groove Machine.
Okay.
That's all called right. Double Dip. We play that song all the time as a double dip. So yeah. A double dip on Max Sync Radio is when we play two songs in a row by the same artist.
Okay. Rocker's
back
with
us. It sounded
familiar
to me. I'm like all of a sudden thinking, what am I doing?
Right. Rocker, you are here every Friday, but your show every Saturday, just for people that may have never tuned in before.
Max Sync Radio, 6 to 9 p.m. Saturday nights. And, of course, find the podcast on Spotify, find the podcast on Apple Music, or come right here to civicmedia.us/Max Sync Radio.
You got the best in local music and regional music. In fact, music from all over Wisconsin.
Local music. We love Wisconsin music.
Yep.
Tomorrow night, guys, there's so much happening right now in this city. Yeah. Foo Foo Dolls featuring Taylor Sherrick on vocals, 9/27, the 27th. The Foo Foo Dolls is a 90s cover band featuring Taylor Sherrick on vocals, Paul Schluter, and Todd Winger from Last Crack, and a bunch of other local veterans of the music scene. September 27th at the Lake Louis Brewing in Verona, and then the 18th of October at the Boulevard Lanes, way over on the east side by Easttown. Foo Foo Dolls feature singer Taylor Sherrick, and he's been putting out some new music this summer. This is his solo stuff, so while we won't play the 90s covers that he sings with Foo Foo Dolls, we will play his own music so that you can check it out.
Yeah.
Taylor Sherrick, Smile. This is from 2025.
As I take your hand, I feel your spirit drift away. Darkness cries, I'll still ignite some light inside. Cause you don't have to fight. You can run away. Just let the spirit take you in. And I'll always remember the last time that you smiled.
Wow.
All right.
Great voice.
Wow. Yeah, isn't he amazing? Yeah. I mean, every one of his songs is totally amazing. When he came in here to the studio to play live from the Mad City, he brought his mom. And so his mom was doing backing vocals. It was just
That's
incredible.
Great stuff.
Yeah. Great.
Really good.
Taylor Sherrick. Of course, he sings with Foo Foo Dolls. You can check him out this weekend. That one guy. Have you ever heard of him?
No.
You know that one guy?
That one guy.
That one guy, right?
That's how I always describe the people that I see.
that one guy.
You remember?
Yeah.
Well, now on, it's going to take a a different meaning, yeah, right? It's going to actually be a band. You're going to be like, that one guy? You mean, oh, you mean that band? Yeah, that one guy. Yeah,
okay.
He's from Las Vegas, actually. He plays here quite often over the past two decades. So if you haven't heard of him, I'm not sure why. But he's trained double bass player who attended the San Francisco Conservatory of Music and developed a career in progressive jazz in the 90s. Now he performs as a one-man band, and he performs with the Magic Pipe. The Magic Pipe is a 7-foot-tall collection of steel plumbing pipes and joints. It's orchestral bass strings are attached to it, and then it feeds into electronics, so he can do all these crazy samples. It's the most unbelievable thing you've ever actually seen. Right. But that's not all he has, right? He has the Magic Boot.
What is the Magic Boot?
The Magic Boot is a scorpion emblazoned cowboy boot, which is wired and fed through the Magic Pipe's audio lines, and then it's played as a percussive instrument by tapping the sole. That's even the short answer.
Wow.
Believe it or not. Huh. He was in the Fabulous Hedgehogs. This guy's pretty crazy. October 19th, he's going to be at the High Noon Saloon. He's been garnering attention after the use of his song Butt Machine from his second album, and the moon is disgusting, right? The song is Butt Machine. It was on Showtime's original comedy series, Weeds, in season 3, episode 9. Okay. And this is a bit of a throwback, but it's one of his more popular songs, so I thought I'd play it for you guys.
Wow, okay.
It's really popular. It's called Butt Machine. This is That One Guy.
Just because it's cracked does. It's a butt, doesn't mean it's a joke. With a heart like an apple, but hard like a stone. Stuck in the mud, cause it's stuck to the bone. And this is how it starts, and this is what it seems. And this is who we are, and this is what we'll be. The future is all planned, and now it comes to pass. Artificial man, artificial
man. Time ticking and tell me that you think it's clean. Where there's a way, there is a lie. Everybody we trusted not to be so mean. What we discussed was so disgusting. Filling it up and busting at the seams. Putting the peas up with the pies. Everybody combusted but the butt machine.
Crack like a bell.
That is
so
fun.
This is one guy.
That's fun.
One guy, yeah. It sure is.
That one guy.
And, I mean, look him up on YouTube so that you can see the Magic Pipe. He makes these instruments himself, right?
Mm-hmm.
And it's just totally crazy. He's a one-man show, but he can really bring it.
Yeah.
The music video is hilarious. You guys got to look it up. It is hilarious.
Okay. That one guy. We'll check it out.
Butt Machine.
And he's going to be at High Noon Saloon October 19th.
October 19th. So we got some time. Maybe we'll find some other stuff and bring it in here and let people sample some more of That One Guy.
Yeah. And we're just down to a minute this weekend on Max Inc.
This weekend on Max Inc. Radio, we have Terry Talbot. Photography and the Central and Live from the Mad City with Shikari Desir.
All right. Rocker, have a good weekend.
Thanks guys. Appreciate
coming
it, man.
In. And coming up Monday, we'll be talking with UW Health Pediatrics Professor Jim Conway. Also, Pam Yonke will join us once again. John, have a great weekend, huh?
All right.
You got big plans?
I can't wait.
Yeah?
Refinish the deck again? Take it easy. Okay. Don't have enough help to finish that damn stairway and deck.
Okay. Stephanie Miller's next. You have a good weekend. Talk to you Monday. Right. So long.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.